the 165 countries that ratified the Kyoto Protocol, which took effect last year, are legally committed to reducing their output of 6 carbon gases most responsible for causing global warming. The worst of those gases is carbon dioxide, the byproduct of burning oil, gas, and coal. In industrialized countries, much of the emissions come from cars. The United States withdrew support for the Kyoto Protocol in 2001, saying the agreement was flawed and it would look to high technology measures to reduce emissions. Australia has also refused to ratify the protocol. The United States' reluctance to sign on is expected to be a topic of conversation at the United Nations Climate Change Conference, set to open Monday. Kenyan environmental activist Grace Akumu, who is the executive director of Climate Network Africa, explains why.
In the United States of America, the total number of cars in New York is equivalent to the total number of cars in the entire African continent. The entire African continent only emits 3 to 4% of the global total greenhouse gas emissions. So we need the big emitters, and the single biggest emitter is the United States of America, to be able to impact on the entire emissions of the world.
Scientists point to carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxides as being 3 of several gases that, in excess, form a barrier in the atmosphere that traps heat from the sun, thus raising the Earth's surface temperature. Such climate change has been linked to more frequent occurrences of drought, flooding, hurricanes, forest fires, and increases in the number of malaria cases, with long-term impacts being rising sea levels and damage to crops. And that has activist Akumu very worried. She says one major agenda item at this year's UN Climate Change Conference will be looking at long-term solutions.
One of the priority areas is that the Kyoto Protocol that we want the US government to ratify, Australian government to ratify, the legal lifespan is coming to an end by 2012, in 6 years' time. So there is a need to discuss what after Kyoto, what's going to be the post-Kyoto regime to govern greenhouse gas emissions.
Also on the agenda are discussions on how especially developing countries can cope with climate change and methods to reduce emissions of the so-called greenhouse gases, such as using power generated from wind, solar, and hydroelectric sources. This is the first time that the United Nations Climate Change Conference will be held in sub-Saharan Africa. The gathering, which opens Monday and ends on November 17th, is expected to draw some 6,000 participants worldwide. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.